Chapter 22. 3 days into his home instruction, David Carpenter showed up in the student parking lot carrying a starter's pistol. It was relatively harmless, but looked very real. When he started pointing it at people and laughing at their reaction, Frankie Martin subdued him. He used the walkie-talkie to call Joyce and tell her to notify the township police. Joyce did, and called to Ron that Frankie needed help in the front student parking lot. Ron dropped what he was doing in a flash and was out the front door in time to see Frankie walking David towards the school. There was a crowd of gawking students around them. Ron strode into the group. He made eye contact with Frankie, who was sweating as he held David. The boy had his head lowered and was repeating, "It was a fucking joke, you stupid pig." Ron hollered, "You don't want to miss your buses to be part of this. Show's over. Is anyone hurt?" He looked around. There were snickers, and some of the guys were talking about how Mr. Martin was a badass. They started back into his office as two patrol cars with lights flashing headed into the school parking lot. "Take him into my office, Frankie. I'll talk to these guys." Ron approached the patrol car. "Would you guys mind coming into my office? We have a bit of a situation here." The policemen were getting out of their cars. Officer Bond said, "We had a report about a gun. Is that real?" "Frankie Martin is in my office with the kid. There were no shots fired and no injuries. We just need to clear this area now," said Ron. The cops knew Ron. They had given him PBA cards. He had been with them when they did drug sweeps through the school. There was a sense of alliance between them. In Ron's office, Frankie said, "I'm going to take these off of you now, David. Don't do anything else stupid, or these guys might really hurt you." The cops stood over David to reinforce the idea that they would really hurt him. Ron opened the door to his office and came in. "Do you have the gun, Frankie?" Frankie looked up at Ron and smiled at the other two cops. "No, I think it's somewhere out in the parking lot," he said sarcastically, and then saw the look of fear that passed over Ron's face. He laid the starter's pistol on Ron's desk. The three cops chuckled. Of course Frankie had secured the gun. Herman Bond picked up the gun from Ron's desk and looked at it. "What are you doing with something like this, David?"
"It was a joke," said David. "It can't hurt anybody."
"But the other people didn't know that, did they, David?" said Bond.
"I don't know what they knew," said David.
Ron's intercom buzzed. Joyce was on the line. "We are starting to get phone calls from parents about a shooting in the parking lot," she said excitedly.
"Tell them there was no shooting," said Ron. "Take their numbers and I will call them all back."
He looked up at the police officers. "Sorry about that. People get crazy here when they hear about guns and school."
Bond took the starter's pistol and handed it to his partner, who produced a plastic bag and dropped the gun into it, then continued with his notes.
"They sure do," said Bond.
"Where did you get this gun, David?"
"It belongs to my father," said David, putting his head down.
"We're going to take you in, David."
"Shit," said David.
"Yeah," said Bond, "and you're in a world of it."
"Can we just wait a couple minutes before you leave?" said Ron. "I want to contact his family and see if they want me to accompany him."
"Your call, Ron."
Ron came out of the office and motioned for Joyce. The buzz of the incident was still alive in the general office. The phones were ringing. Joyce came over.
"I need you to do three things," said Ron. "Get me David's emergency contact number. Find the principal and tell her we need to call the superintendent, and see if the nurse is still in the building and send her to my office."
"In that order," said Joyce.
Ron nodded, moved back into the office. He was just in back of his desk when the phone buzzed. "Susan Carpenter," said Joyce. "Mrs. Carpenter, I am here with David and the police. He is being taken down to the police station now. Do you want to meet them there, or do you need the school to accompany him until you can get there?" "What's happened?" said Susan Carpenter. Her voice showed tension and strain. "He brought your husband's gun to school," said Ron flatly. David looked up and blurted, "It was a fucking joke, Tuck." Ron ignored him. "I'll be there as soon as I can," said Susan. Ron didn't care how much of a priority this was for Susan. It was no longer a priority for him. "All right," said Ron. "I'll tell them that you are on the way." Ron clicked down the phone. "She'll meet you at the station." There was a soft knock on Ron's door. "Yes," he said. Gladys Peterfritter was in the doorway. "Did you need something, Dr. Tuck?" Ron looked over at David. "Are you injured?" David didn't answer. Ron raised his voice. "I'm asking you in the presence of the school nurse and these police officers if you are injured, David." David bit off the word, "No." "Frankie, would you please let Gladys have a look at your hand? It's bleeding." The township cops and Frankie shared a grin. "It's fine, Ron." The two cops left with David between them. Ron watched them load him into the patrol car. He was going to enjoy this conversation with the superintendent.